Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. We're looking forward to having a great time on the air as we face the issues we're going to be talking about today. A question: is Florida going to pot? Is Florida, the state of Florida, are we going to pot? Before we get into the monologue, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that as we face issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 17:17, Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, we face these issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, not some philosophical, ideological dogma, not based on some denominational ritual, rites, rules, and regulations, but based on what the Word of God says. Ladies and gentlemen, in the latter portion of the book of Revelation, in the 18th chapter, in the latter portion of that chapter, the Scripture warns us in the last days, the world will be controlled by sorceries. And that word sorceries in the Greek text is pharmakeia, drugs and demonic activities. And the nations, the Scripture says, in the 23rd and 24th verses of Revelation 18, will be deceived. The Scripture says, the nations will be deceived, demonically deceived, demonic deception. And that's what we see taking place across America today with the introduction of marijuana. Some 30 states already have that as their laws. Many of them, it's simply on what they call medical marijuana. But let me just say at the very outset, ladies and gentlemen, medical marijuana is the manner in which our politicians and those that are pushing through the drug industry, that's the manner by which they get the nose into the tent. It's like the camel getting the nose in the tent, and then once you get the nose in the tent, the whole camel's in the tent. And medical marijuana is simply the guise, the decoy that's used to get into the legislative branch of governance across our nation, state after state after state, to get marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, would you like to see your children, your grandchildren, our family members be killed by a drug overdose? Well, that's happening across America. It's very, very underreported because it's not the politically correct thing to do to report deaths by way of drug overdose, especially if it is introduced into the family by gummy bears and edibles, as they're called, that's now being introduced in state after state after state. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is obsessed with drugs. The LGBTQ and other, if you will, fast-track approach to destroy our families. It was in 2016, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Florida, that 71% of the Floridians, that included multitudes of Christians, or those that are church members claiming to be saved, multitudes in that category, ladies and gentlemen, had to have voted for the referendum that brought medical marijuana to the forefront in the state of Florida. Now, prior to that, in 2014, the true legislation for medical marijuana was passed, but it never got off the track to be utilized in the proper sense. And then John Morgan and his ilk, by way of their referendum, was passed in 2016, that's now been codified in law in the state of Florida. And there is a push to tweak the law and to allow other forms of use of medical marijuana to be introduced into the legislative process. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, there's a push in the state of Florida now to allow medical marijuana to be, if you please, immediately used in some fashion other than the way the law was set up based on the referendum in 2016. John Morgan and his lobbyists are, if you will, leading the push to modulate, to moderate, to tweak the intent of the referendum so that the medical marijuana can be ingested via puffing or other means, especially now, other means, things like gummy bears, chewing gum, chocolate chip cookies, brownies, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about that more later. But ladies and gentlemen, even before the legislature goes into session in early spring, the governor and Nikki Fried, the former marijuana lobbyist out of marijuana, out of Miami, that is, the former marijuana lobbyist residing in Miami, is now the Secretary of Agriculture. But, ladies and gentlemen, it is through the governor's office and Nikki Fried now that the newly elected uber-liberal heading the Department of Agriculture are seemingly siding with the marijuana industry. In fact, here's an article that says, will the governor, Ron DeSantis, expand medical marijuana? Now, this was written just prior to his being sworn in. The article says medical marijuana has been legal in Florida for nearly 2 years, but patient access is still limited and smokable marijuana is still banned. However, that may change when Governor Ron DeSantis takes office. There are now more than 165,000 active medical marijuana patients in the state of Florida. This article says, but industry insiders like Jeff Sharkey with the Medical Marijuana Business Association says, it's still an issue. Quote, I mean, the pricing is starting to affect people, Sharkey said. I think that's a pretty good name for an individual that's a shark in the industry of marijuana. The state is appealing a ruling that declared the current medical marijuana law unconstitutional. See, ladies and gentlemen, once the referendum was passed, it was a referendum adding this to the Constitution. It's not brought into by our legislative process. It's not by our representative process of governance, but it is simply on the basis, ladies and gentlemen, that it was put on the books as a referendum to the add to the Constitution. And now the lawyers can lawyer up and can say that we've got the Constitution and what it says in the Constitution is what must be abided by. But ladies and gentlemen, the referendum that became constitutional law was not hammered out into what is called the legislative process with that which is the enabling legislation that puts it into effect with the rules and the regulations was not done in 2016. This article further says recent comments by Lieutenant Governor-elect Janet Nunes, that was before they were sworn in, suggest incoming governor, now Governor DeSantis, may drop the appeal when he takes office. Quote, it would certainly open up a lot of other people who may want to just be distributors or processors rather than being one license who has to do it all, Sharkey said. He's a spokesman for the pot industry in the state of Florida. But listen what this article further says, ladies and gentlemen. When we spoke to Ron DeSantis, he said he wanted full implementation of the constitutional amendment passed by 71% of the voters. Quote, the people have spoken, and so I, that is Governor DeSantis, will implement that. I mean, we're not going to dilly-dally anymore, end quote. Quote, that will be implemented if I am governor. Ladies and gentlemen, he is governor. There's a push now by John Morgan and the pot industry to go ahead and implement all that they want to do in the realm of medical marijuana. The article goes further, says, as for any hopes for recreational marijuana, the governor said it is clear he does not support full legislation. Quote, I don't think that's good for children. I don't think that's good for the public and the public safety, Governor DeSantis said. DeSantis may be willing to open up new forms of cannabis to patients, is what this article is saying. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to open Pandora's box in the state of Florida to destroy our families and destroy the future of the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that marijuana is the gateway drug to every other drug. It is the gateway drug to cocaine, to heroin, to fentanyl, and to all of the opioids. We're concerned on a national level, spending mega hundreds of millions of dollars nationally to try to prevent the opioids, and yet we're opening Pandora's box every day in state after state after state. And now the state of Florida has bought the bill of goods and voted the referendum in, and now we're about to reap the whirlwind to the whirlwind of what we have sown in that realm. Ladies and gentlemen, the issue is, do we want to allow marijuana edibles, that is where you can chew the gummy bears, edibles simply put, do we want to open marijuana up so that people can ingest marijuana by eating it? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, chocolate chip cookies and chewing gum and gummy bears and candy drops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, now flowing like water in the state of Colorado and the state of California, are destroying lives. Destroying lives. We have kids every day in the state of California and Colorado and other states. It's being underreported by the fake news that's being rushed to the hospitals, many of them dying as a result of overdose, and the overdose as a result of getting mama, daddy's gummy bears that they do not know what has happened and what's in it and what it can do. And as a result of that, major, major drug overdose. In fact, here's an article. More Coloradans die last year from drug overdose than any other year in the state's history. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a frightening headline, basically talking about what's happening in Colorado. And yet we're wanting to mimic that in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, if we allow pot to be produced, packaged, and distributed as an edible or in edible forms, especially something that our children could get, it will destroy our families and the future of the family in the state of Florida. Now, I've harped on this, as some would say, for the past several years in relationship to what we see taking place. We've opened Pandora's box. We've allowed the demonic system to get into play. And now, once it is done, it's an impossibility to put the genie back in the bottle and to reverse what's going to take place in our state. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. Youngblood. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. If you want to jump in the dialogue and discussion, you're welcome to do so. You can dial 401-1413, 904-401-1413, get you directly to our studios and right to the microphones so we can have the discussion. Perhaps you disagree with me. That's wonderful. I want your empirical evidence as to how you disagree, why you disagree, and on what premise you disagree, especially if you say that you're saved. If you're a Christian, ladies and gentlemen, you say that you think pot's okay, then shame on you. It's not according to the Word of God. Realize that in our bodies, the scripture says, are temples of the Holy Spirit. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yet we want to somehow malign it and mess it up and destroy it. We'll talk about that in a moment, what it does to a human being, what it does to an individual. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an article that says, 2019 could be the year Florida relaxes its regulations on medical marijuana. Nikki Fried is up for governor, it says it's up to Governor-elect Ron DeSantis. And as I say again, this article was done on December the 24th. He's already been sworn in. So Nikki Fried says it's up to the governor to relax some of the regulations around production and consumption of medical marijuana. Florida's incoming agricultural commissioner wants medical marijuana to be more affordable and more accessible in the state of Florida. End quote. Nikki Fried, that's F-R-I-E-D, says it's up to the governor to relax some of the regulations around production and consumption of marijuana. Fried, a former medical marijuana lobbyist, says DeSantis could lift the ban on the smokable form of the drug and allow more license for growers if he drops the appeals brought by the state on three crucial lawsuits. She says this would be a win for patients and for the marijuana industry. She's exactly right. She's been elected to the as Commissioner of Agriculture, but yet she's still a lobbyist, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, for the marijuana industry in the state of Florida. She goes further to say, allowing the patients the greatest variety of a product line, so that they can figure out what works for them best, is the only way that we can do this in a more open marketplace. Reduction of the cost and more types of the product that would then be available. I made a little marginal note of this article, so I said, but this is the only one step to further open into recreational marijuana in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where it's headed. It is headed on the basis that within the next 24 months at the most, you're going to find where they've tweaked the regulations, tweaked the rules and the regulations on it enough so that they can simply make the leap then into allowing it to be used on a recreational basis. Ladies and gentlemen, I am frightened to death of where we're going as a state in particular. Just a few weeks ago, in Mulberry, Florida, that is in Polk County, a 12-year-old student took some packed gummy bears, or gummies as they call it, to school and gave them to his entire class. They ate them, sending the majority of the class to the hospital. Where did he get the gummies? What will happen if our governor and other state leaders tweak the law to allow this in our state? Here's the article, title of the article. Florida 12-year-old charged with felonies after classmates eat his weed gummies. That's weed, D-W-E-E-D. I simply call it pot gummies. The article says a 12-year-old middle school student in Mulberry, Florida, faces felony charges after giving seventh-grade gym classmates marijuana gummies during class, sending them to the hospital, according to the Polk County Sheriff. And it goes further to talk about what is taking place here. The Mulberry Middle School student offered up pieces of 100 milligram blocks of Green Hornet THC gummies to fellow seventh graders. And the children devoured nearly all of that during the second period class in the gym class. Ladies and gentlemen, that was according to Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd in a press conference about that issue. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major problem that we're faced with in our nation, and it's now coming heavy on in the state of Florida. Gummy bears. Most kids pick them up. They think this is edible. And you find in the state of Colorado in particular, and we'll read some of the articles about that in just a moment, you find in the state of Colorado where they're in an absolute major upheaval. In fact, the new governor of the state of Colorado says we need, quote, we need to go back and rethink medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, and we might need to go back and change the laws. He is seeing such a major, major, major problem in the state of Colorado. You don't hear that on the fake news, the drive-by news. You don't hear that on the nightly news desk of any of the ABC, NBC, CNN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is simply because, ladies and gentlemen, the fake news is frightened to death to let the public know really what's taking place. And don't you dare try to tell me that marijuana is harmless, it doesn't hurt anybody, it is helpful, and the THC that's found in the marijuana is something that is wonderful and it's medicinal. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if it is good for the medical reason, then let the pharmaceutical houses process it, put it in pill or in capsule form, and allow the pharmacy, Walgreens, CVS, et cetera, write you a prescription after your doctor, your legitimate doctor, not a doc in a box, as it's called in the marijuana field. Don't let them write the prescription because it's worthless. It's simply saying, you want marijuana, here's a ticket to go get it. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to ask you, John Morgan, the local attorney that's promoting all this marijuana use, isn't it kind of an oxymoron? You see all the billboards with him and his wife, and they say they're fighting for their families. Well, those families that those young kids come home to and found out the kids were gone to the hospital, what is exactly Mr. Morgan's going to get out of this? Is it just more money and, you know, accident cases where people are killed? Or he's already a billionaire. Exactly what is his motive?
His motive is more and more money. He, in fact, is the kingpin in the state of Florida for everything to do with marijuana. It was John Morgan that promoted and promulgated the referendum that was approved in 2016 by 71% of the voters in the state of Florida. It's John Morgan that if you want a license to grow it or sell it, it is John Morgan's law firm that you go to. If you want to be involved in the growth of marijuana, if you want to be involved in the sale, if you get in a position where you have a legal issue trying to process through the state of Florida any issue legally, then it's John Morgan that is the go-to person. He is the, in fact, kingpin of drugs, marijuana in the state of Florida. And Nikki Freed, the newly elected Secretary Commissioner of Education, is his absolute go-to person in the state now. And it is John Morgan that is responsible for, and God will hold him responsible for, the harm and danger to the state of Florida and all of the Floridians as a result of the marijuana in our state. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a he is wanting to have pot shops on every street corner. And I am delighted that we can, on this microphone today, speak the truth and do so based on the authority of Scripture and challenge all of our listeners. Please, please, please call your legislators, call your senator, call the governor's office and say, don't you dare do anything that will expand the use of marijuana and the methodology in which it is used.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood, so much for answering the question.
Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a dire need in the state of Florida for families to take a stand before it is eternally too late to do anything. Here's an article that says, key lawmakers expect change in Florida marijuana policy after the DeSantis takes over. This article says one of the architects of Florida's medical marijuana anticipate a new day in Florida on marijuana issues after Governor Ron DeSantis takes over and is sworn in. DeSantis is going to embrace issues of access and patient care, according to this article. In fact, I'm surprised that, according to the state Senate budget chief, Rob Bradley, he is a Republican from Fleming Island, I'm surprised that Rob Bradley has taken such an open stand defending the expansion of the medical marijuana laws in the state of Florida. He says, and I quote Bradley, Senator Bradley, I think it's going to be priority to have the Office of Medical Marijuana use have a culture of excellence that forces on patient access and safety, Bradley told the News Service of Florida in a lengthy interview Friday. I think that's one of the first things that needs to happen for our system to evolve to where it needs to be, and I'm convinced he's committed to make it happen. Speaking of Governor DeSantis, wrong move, absolutely wrong. Call Governor Senator Bradley and say, don't you dare. Call our governor, call your legislator, call your senators. Let them know, ladies and gentlemen, that we as moral, ethical people, Christians in the state of Florida, reject this out of hand. We simply do not want any part of it. The article further says, a new administration headed by DeSantis, who takes over as governor, seemingly presents a friendlier stance toward medical pot than the administration before him. And this is a pretty lengthy article, but I'll hit two or three other little highlights on it for you to get the point of what we need to do in contacting our legislators. The state is appealing a court decision to strike down the 2017 law aimed at implementing the constitutional amendment. Leon County Circuit Court Charles Dodson found that, among other things, the law's cap on the number of marijuana operating licenses is a foul to the amendment and the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, they want to have an unlimited flood of pot shops in our cities across the state of Florida. I believe right here in Jacksonville now we have 12 or 14 pot shops under the guise of being medical marijuana. And supposedly we have 160,000 in the state of Florida that already have the pot cards that gives them the right to go in and buy pot. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this article says, we have a lot of challenges that need to be addressed. The executive branch needs to issue the remaining authorized licenses that we need to look at the expanding competition. Expanding competition, ladies and gentlemen, is what they talk about here. The Department of Health needs to promulgate rules of edible right now. Edible, that is talking about the gummy bears and the chewing gum and the chocolate bars and the brownies and the chocolate chip cookies, et cetera, et cetera. The article says it's unacceptable that a patient option has not been available before in the edibles. It needs to be authorized by statute, according to Senator Bradley. A statutory cap on the number of medical marijuana operating licenses imposed by the legislature needs to be reconsidered, according to Senator Bradley. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not just picking on Senator Bradley. I believe that it is as a result of, and I had too many opportunities to interview our congressmen and our legislators in general in the state of Florida, and I have found that behind closed doors, they will openly tell you that the pressure's on our representatives and senators in the state of Florida by the lobbyists that are traveling the hallways of the House and the Senate building, walking up and down the hallways, and they're finding senators after senator and legislator, representative after representative, that they can literally buy by paying them in their campaign coffers for them to vote and say yes on this horrible drug that is called pot. Ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely the gateway to all other drugs. Keep in mind, most of the states that now have recreational marijuana started with the false claim that it was simply medical marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute opening Pandora's box. It allows the marijuana to get into the system. It allows the politicians to be further bought that they might vote further and open Pandora's box for that to be used as recreational marijuana. May I remind us, while other states with pot legalized are struggling with the moral, ethical, social destruction in their states, ladies and gentlemen. It seems that Florida would sit up and take notice. It seems that there'd be somebody that's awake and somebody that's the adult in Tallahassee that will research what's happening in Colorado, that will research what's taking place in the state of California and in the state and Washington, D.C., and in Washington State and Oregon and other places, 30 states that have. Research what's happening in those states, ladies and gentlemen, and then make a determination on whether or not we want to destroy the state of Florida as other states. Here's an article that says, California officials, listen, California officials say marijuana legalization is causing more violent crime. I couldn't be any more succinct. And this is a headline. The article reads, introductory paragraph, while California's recreational marijuana market is projected to rake in some whopping $5.1 billion, some parts of the state say that the payoff is murder. In Sonoma County alone, which is around 100 miles outside of San Francisco, some officials are complaining that all of the legal weed business has done nothing for their community but spawn home invasions, violent crimes, rapes, robberies, and burglaries, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it couldn't be any clearer than that. I don't know how you can ignore such statistical data and factual information. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a money machine, and as a result of it being a lobbyist money machine for our legislators, for those that are elected by the public, for us to have a representative form of government, they've been bought and paid for by pot money in state after state after state. What have other states done like Colorado? What are the symptoms? What's taking place? Let me just read you, without reading any of the articles, read you some headlines. Here's a headline. New report shows nearly 3 in 4 arrested for impaired driving in Colorado are men. Number 2, multiple abuse of drugs is now an epidemic. Third article says, marijuana devastated Colorado. Don't let it be legalized nationally. That's some people pleading for sanity in Washington that it not be legalized. John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, is now a lobbyist for the largest drug-producing, pot-producing, marijuana-producing company, organization in the United States of America. So what does pot do? What does it do? Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a whole list here of statistical data, and I've tried to synthesize it and boil it down just in talking points for our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, pot will cause a heart attack. Pot can cause high blood pressure. In fact, one using pot on a regular basis is 3 times more at risk of having high blood pressure. It causes bronchitis. It causes schizophrenia. Schizophrenia, by the way, where you look at everybody and think everybody's looking at you and that you're the one that is being talked about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Paranoid schizophrenia. It causes slow responses. You can't drive properly. This is the reason there's a huge, huge escalation of drivers driving under the influence of drugs and destroying lives. Ladies and gentlemen, it causes increased major traffic accidents. It is through pot that there's a major increase in emergency room visits across the nation as a result of overdose. It produces family problems, financial problems, even divorce on a rampant basis in the state of Colorado in particular. Law enforcement now cannot control the rape and the robberies, the burglaries that's happening now in the state of Colorado, in the state of California, and many of the other states that have legalized marijuana. In Colorado, listen, ladies and gentlemen, in Colorado alone, the increase of use of drugs, in particular pot, since it was introduced in November 2013, has increased by 546%. Marijuana destroys brain cells. Teens are dying from pot use across America and overdoses. Pot users can't hold a job. Pot users become a risk to society. Deaths from drugs nationally have now reached an epidemic state. And we talk about it as an epidemic, but ladies and gentlemen, we're doing nothing about it but introducing more and more regulations and rules through legislators that allow the pot industry to literally expand financially in state after state after state. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, the argument in Colorado was if we legalize pot, the black market will dry up and go away. Ladies and gentlemen, that simply has not taken place. In fact, they're concerned about the fact that the black market, as they call it, that is the untaxed pot, has devastated the state of Colorado because it has caused that industry to thrive. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just read you. I've got a 5-page article. I'm going to hit some high spots. It says the horror stories of drugged and driving. woman charged in killing a man in a crash, killing his twin daughters. Marijuana pipe found in a car. The driver was charged with the crash, and two men died. Here's an article that a person has written a letter to this writer. I'm a trooper on the Highway Patrol, 26 years, stationed along I-70. We have had several issues with people going into Colorado, smoking marijuana, coming back through cannabis. And it goes on and on with the list of things that has taken place and what has happened in relationship to it. One writer says, my family's experienced two daughters started smoking pot in middle school, the kids in school, but they both dropped out by the ninth grade because of pot use, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, anytime there's a state that's approved pot, family foreclosures increase exponentially. Homelessness increases. Teen overdose shot sky high in the state of Colorado. Death as a result of use of pot has increased. Police are unable to control it. Ladies and gentlemen, Colorado is implementing now supervised injection sites because of drug use that's gotten so sky high in the state of Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for dialing in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 120 21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.